Talking to one of the Indians newcomers, Raji Davis, says he joins this Indians ball club for 2016. And give us your sense of what this clubhouse is all about as a newcomer, and you look around to these new teammates that you have. Just your thoughts on this Indians team as you join them this year.
Well, we got a lot of youth and a lot of talent. And it's just a mixture of a lot of good leadership, staff, a good environment to be successful.
What do you bring to this ball club? As fans are listening, what do you bring to this team that perhaps is an added dimension?
Well, I bring experience. I have 9 years of major league experience playing, and also, you know, I bring a little bit of life, a little bit of injury, a little bit of fun. Like to have fun and still get your work done. I think a lot of guys, especially younger guys, need to see that, and it's a part of the game, part of winning. As long as you get your work in.
Raji, as you met with Chris or perhaps Tito, what are their expectations of you? What would they like your role on this baseball team to be?
Well, I'm just going to here to help us win. You know, I let them decide where I play, and. And the rest is it's just helping us win in any way I can.
I'm always interested to talk to a newcomer to the tribe to get their thoughts and their feedback as to what they thought from an outsider looking in. When you were with other ball clubs and you ran into this Indians team throughout the year, what'd you think of them?
Well, I didn't think that they were so thorough in pretty much a lot of departments as far as, you know, developing young players, having the right medical staff, coaching staff, support. To help players get better every day.
When you look at this core group of guys, Yan Gomes, Jason Kipnis, Michael Brantley, Lonnie Chisenhall, what do they need to do? What does this team need to do to get to that next level? You've been on some terrific ball clubs, postseason teams. What do the Indians need to do to get to that next level?
Well, the Indians fitting real strong last year. The key is really just getting off to a great start, getting off to a hot start, getting off to a solid start. They've been known to finish pretty strong. I think the key with us is going to be getting off to a strong start, winning in the beginning, and carrying through throughout the season.
As an opponent, what did you think of this Indians pitching staff that you now get to play behind?
Well, I mean, this pitching staff will keep you in every game we played against them, they were in every game, you know. So, I mean, you're going to be in the game. You're going to have a chance to win the game. It's just going to be, you know, taking care of the little things, doing everything that everyone else does a little bit better.
As you approach spring training, especially as a veteran player, what sort of goals, what sort of expectations do you have? What are you trying to accomplish here in Goodyear before camp breaks?
Oh, I think I want to make sure, my legs is under me as far as stealing bases. You know, the quickness is there, but getting in the game situation and actually doing it, build a little bit of, momentum going into the season.
Again, we're talking with Raji Davis as part of our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. When you look at the division overall, and certainly you've been with Detroit, so you know the division, how tough is this division going into the season, and what can the Indians do, or what should the Indians do to kind of get themselves to the top?
Well, it looks like the rest of the Central antied up and, got better this offseason on paper. Of course, the game is not played on paper. That's why we go out there and play the game. But I take our chances with this team because we have a great starting rotation. I believe our even back end of the relievers in closing out games is really strong, and I think we're going to be able to win more games than not.
One of the things I like to ask guys that have joined the team in the past couple of years is the opportunity to play for Tito. He has such a great reputation around the league, around Major League Baseball overall. Just talk about the opportunity to play for a guy like Tito Francona.
Well, Tito's—he's really my style of manager. He kind of caters to what I like to do out the bear. I mean, what I've been known as doing, you know, going out there, you know, stealing bases, causing havoc, getting on base, and being aggressive, really. And you know, that's my kind of baseball. That's what I grew up playing, especially coming up through the minor league system, and on into, you know, the big leagues. I think that's it's pushed a lot more pressure on the defense, and they have to be a little bit more clean, you know, fielding the ball and getting the ball in. And, you know, just it puts that much more added pressure to create and generate more runs.
Hey, we appreciate you spending some time. Good luck here in Cleveland.
All right, thank you.